support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC comes from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Welcome to Alaska Live. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. And here at the studios, it's Patty Gallagher, the director for Greatland Sounds, Sweet Adelines, and this quartet that we have here today for KUAC's Alaska Live. Welcome, Patty.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Mes Amis. Mes Amis is the quartet that we have here with us today. And they are?
They are the lead singer, and I'll be explaining all this later, but the lead singer is Gail, the bass is Mary Ann, the baritone is Sandy Smith Norton, and the tenor is Carol Slater.
Great. And they are a barbershop quartet.
They are.
What will they be sharing with us to kick things off?
Well, they have a medley of two songs, Holly Jolly Christmas and Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
I can't wait.
Do, 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 do. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a drop of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss him once
for me.
For me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas. It's here. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. Oh, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss him once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas, a jolly Christmas this year.
Yay!
Oh, ladies, that was beautiful. Mes Amis, they know those four-part harmonies. They've got them down, Patty.
Yes, they do. They work hard.
Right, because you practice all the time.
Yeah, pretty much.
At least that's what I understand. So these members of Mes Amis are members of the Sweet Adelines.
Yes, they are. Uh-huh.
And the Sweet Adelines have been a part of the Fairbanks community for really decades now.
Yeah, since 1965.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Patty, you've been a part of the Fairbanks Sweet Adeline scene for almost a huge chunk of that.
Yeah, 72.
Wow. So over 40 years, your history with the Sweet Adelines. And you took a little break between there, I understand, to go... seek your fortunes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I did. I went to school in Chicago.
And you went to school for leading choral groups.
For a master's degree in conducting and one in voice. Mm-hmm.
Fairbanks is so lucky that you had the calling back here then.
Oh, and I've been so glad that we came back. Yes.
That's wonderful. Patty Gallagher from the Sweet Adelines. And the whole chorus is called what here in Fairbanks? the men's and the women's all?
Well, they don't have one course of two courses. One is the Fairbanks Sweet Adelines, and the other is the Greatland Sounds, who are members of the Barbershop Society.
The men's group, the Greatland Sounds. And part of that men's group has been here for Alaska Live, and they were so entertaining also. And you will be putting on a community event here this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Yes, we will. It's called The Spirit of Christmas, and we're going to be performing Friday night at 7:30 and Saturday afternoon at 3. They're in the Pioneer Park Theater, and we are looking forward to it. We have to do our final rehearsing and get ourselves all set to go, and we can't wait.
And Friday night, it's at 7:30, and Saturday, it's at 3 right there at Pioneer Park in the theater, right?
Right on.
Okay. And will the Sweet Adelines, will they be there in their red Sweet Adelines Christmas sweaters?
No. Actually, no. We have two different outfits, but neither of them are the Christmas sweaters this particular time.
Okay. I just know I've seen members of the Sweet Adelines in their Christmas sweaters at community events and fundraisers, and because that's something that you do.
Yes, Christmas tree lighting. Yeah. We do all of those things in the sweaters.
I even saw you in red at the Heart Walk this summer, too.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do that. And it was cold enough to wear Christmas sweaters. I remember.
That's so true. Well, Patty, tell me a bit about women in barbershop, because I know a lot of people think of, you know, the boat hats on the guys and the barbershop quartet with the guys, but the women are a huge part of barbershop also.
Yeah, actually, the men started this and actually sort of invented it. And
actually in barbershops?
Yeah, they were actually in barbershops. Yeah, other places too, I'm sure. But it was called Barbershop Harmony because they'd have the guy who's cutting your hair and the guy who's in the chair and the two guys in the waiting room, which I always wondered if the guy who cut the hair while he was singing was really concentrating.
Right.
It worried me a little bit. But they invented a brand new way of singing, and it caught on. And so they would sing the popular songs of the day and do this particular kind of harmony, which I'll illustrate to you in a few minutes. And then women, many of them, their wives or people that were in the audiences and saw them, the women thought, well, we could have that much fun too. So the men started it in the 30s and women started it, their group in 1945.
Oh, so it did not take them that long
to catch on. That's right. And we women have named the, you know how the parts you sing in a regular chorus are soprano, alto, tenor, bass, or something like that. Well, in the barbershop harmony, it's like an all-men's group because it started that way. So you have tenors and leads and baritones and basses. And the lead singer is like the lead singer in a band. Would be with sort of backup, and that's how they started the idea. And so when women formed their own, they didn't rename it or anything, so our parts are still called tenor, lead, baritone, and bass.
So the lowest part of the women's group is still the bass.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Well,
that's
that makes sense.
Yeah, works for us.
Mm-hmm. And can we talk to one of the Mes Amis singers?
Sure.
I don't care which one.
Gail Miller's the brave one today.
Well, I just wanted to say that the only reason two of us don't have last names in this quartet is because we're the only Gail and Marianne in the chorus. And how automatically she says, Sandy Smith Norton, just differentiated.
All the other
Sandys. And the Carol. We have a lot of Carols and a lot of Sandys. I thought that was very
That's
funny.
That's cute. And you sing which part?
In the quartet, I sing lead.
Okay.
In chorus, I sing tenor.
Gotcha. What's the funnest part of being a member of the Sweet Adelines and Mes Amis too?
Well, I guess the funnest part, of course, is the music. There's something about the music, the genre, that's very different and very fun to sing the harmonies. The friendships are very, very important in our chorus, and so that's good too. But we love the music.
Because you don't just get out there and perform every once in a while. You practice.
We're constantly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're together a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes we say we're a little tired of each other because this week we'll be three nights in a row practicing.
You see some of your fellow members of the chorus more than you see your spouses some weeks.
Well, that's true. And I have always said that if your spouse isn't supportive, you're going to have a problem,
right?
Because they've got to be supportive. And my theory was that if he wasn't supportive, then you just got rid of him.
After all, what's more important?
What's more important? That's why barbershop women started so soon. They didn't want to stay home.
That's right. That's right. They wanted to go and...
they didn't want to be at home.
No, they wanted to be having fun the guys were.
Exactly.
Nice. Well, thanks so much for sharing just a little window into your world. That's great. And so we were going to talk a bit about the parts of barbershop. And so
sure.
Do they sing again, or how does this work,
yeah,
Patty?
Yeah, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to talk to you about what the function of each voice part.
Yeah.
That person will sing a little teeny bit for you by yourself or with one other person. And then after I've told you all about that, then they'll sing the song from beginning to end.
It's like a barbershop workshop
here
in Alaska Live. Perfect.
Right here. Okay, so we start with Gail Miller, who is the lead singer of this quartet. And this means that she sings the melody or the tune and what it is that you would hum as you walked out of the theater. The lead singers mostly sing that. Once in a while, they go into harmony and somebody else. Like if the melody got really high, then the tenor would take it, or really low, then the bass would sing it. But mostly, it's the lead singer. So they're going to sing an introduction to Christmas in Killarney, and I'd like to have Gail sing her part alone for you.
Christmas in Killarney is wonderful to see. Listen to my story and I'll take you back with me.
Okay, so that's the melody, and everything else twirls around the melody line. Okay, so then there's the part that's the lowest part. It's called bass, just as it is with men. And this part anchors the quartet or chorus and makes it a cappella. Basically, it takes care of the left hand of the piano or the bass guitar or whatever else you might have along with you if you were not a cappella. So that's the bass singer's job. So listen while the lead and bass sing together.
Ooh, Christmas in Killarney is wonderful to see. Listen to my story and I'll take you back with me.
Okay, so one of their jobs as they rehearse is to learn to sing exactly together. And it is why we practice in person instead of just learning our parts at home and then assuming it'll all be just swell. Because we have to get a real synchronization between each part. Okay, so now I'd like to hear tenor and bass. Now, the tenor part is the high part. Tenors are high and light. Because you probably know that in most music, the melody is the highest part. But in barbershop, probably the most unique thing about barbershop is that they have a lead line or a melody line that is sandwiched into the chord rather than sitting on top.
Interesting.
Okay, so you'll hear the melody and the tenor who is higher than she is, Carol Slater.
Christmas in Killarney is wonderful to see. Listen to my story and I'll take you back with me.
Okay, so you wouldn't want, if you had someone walk in and say, I should probably sing tenor because I am a soprano and other, this would not be true. You don't really want a soprano up there because sopranos are heavy and big, round, and you need the melody to be the thing that is heard. Wow. The thing that's hard for tenors is that every once in a while they have the melody and it's like they have to change their voice a little bit.
So do the tenors sing in falsetto sometimes a bit?
Well, it's not called falsetto. Okay. In the men's organization, you can call it falsetto or light head tone sort of thing. In the women's organization, they just sing high in their head voice, but they don't sing with a lot of big round. And certainly vibrato is like forbidden.
Gotcha.
And the reason is it's going bouncy, bouncy, bouncy along, and you can't make the chord line up while everybody's bouncing.
Right. So
it has to be relatively straight tone.
If you have opera singers coming to you, you have to retrain them.
Yeah, that's right. Retrain them. Right. Uh-huh. That's right. Okay, so now you understand you've got the melody and you got a high voice and you got a low voice. So you probably wonder what the fourth person even does.
I am wondering that, yes.
Well, she is the person who makes the difference. She's the mortar between the bricks. She's what makes barbershop barbershop. And that's because in order to be tight harmony, she goes in the middle where the lead is. And if the lead melody goes up, she goes down in within the chord. If the melody goes down, she goes up. So, you know, in normal music, if you're an alto, you never go above the sopranos. I mean,
no.
You would never do that.
No.
But in barbershop, the baritone is over and under all the time. Okay, so listen now while the baritone, Sandy Smith Norton, sings and sings with Gail and try and listen for that over under thing.
Ooh, Christmas in Killarney is wonderful to see. Listen to my story and I'll take you back with me.
Could you hear that when the melody went up? Let's see. I'd like to show them, especially on Wonderful to See. Can you sing that, Gail? Just sing Wonderful to See.
Wonderful to See.
No. Wonderful to See.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going in a different place altogether.
It's wonderful to see.
Now, what do you sing, Sandy, on Wonderful to See?
Wonderful to See.
Aha.
Okay, so the melody went down, the baritone went above.
And it went above.
And that makes the harmony very tight. So that you can just hear those chords. It's very kind of exciting tone. And the chords that you use are often seventh chords, meaning they have four parts in order to, I mean, instead of octaves and stuff.
There's a lot to this, Patty. I can see why you have weekly practices. And then you have weekly practices, you know, year round. But when you have events coming up, then you have a few more practices thrown in. And I can see why this takes constant training and retraining and, you know, refining. And it's very intricate.
It is intricate.
Yeah.
And Gail is the associate director of the Carson, so she even has other rehearsals besides the ones that we do as a full chorus. So, boy, it does take a lot of work, but the work is such fun that mostly people are happy to be doing it.
And Gail's in charge of the pitch pipe for this group,
too. She is in charge of the pitch pipe.
And the pitch pipe is what, that's what gives them the first note of each song.
Well, it's generally the key of the song,
but
occasionally we blow the first note because the key doesn't come along for several measures, so it doesn't make sense to do it, but mostly the key. For instance, this song is in B flat, so what are you blowing? B flat, but she doesn't sing B flat, she sings F. See? And bass sings B flat, baritone D, lead F, and tenor B flat. And so you have B flat on each end, like bookends with a chord in the middle.
The worst thing that can happen to a group is that you hit a song and everybody's in a different key.
Yeah, well, yes. We call that a train wreck. We actually say in rehearsal, let's go until we finish the song or have a train wreck. Let's see how long that takes.
So that's how you approach a new song or arrangement. Let's go until we finish or have a train wreck.
Yes, that's really true. Yes. Or if we've only rehearsed it a couple of times, how much do we know?
And people that have witnessed practices or even maybe less polished musicians together have witnessed a train wreck before. They just might not known what was going on, what was the problem, but they knew there was a problem because it just did not seem like everybody's on the same page.
Yeah, and because the chorus bursts into howls of laughter, knowing it sounds terrible right there. But yes, we don't have train wrecks normally in a performance.
We're
usually ready by then to get through that. But if we do, hey.
Right. Well, that's part of where the pitch pipe comes in.
That's
remember what that note was, what key you're in. Well, hey, let's do we have another song or is that the whole song together?
Sing,
Christmas
why don't
they in Killarney.
Sing the song they
Great.
Started.
Yes.
Christmas in Killarney is wonderful to see. Listen to my story and I'll take you back with me. The holly green, the ivy green, prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice to know to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it feels to click your heels, join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
Door is always open, the neighbors pay a call. Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all.
How grand it feels to click your heels, join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never, never known.
It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. Handing you no blarney, the likes you never, never know.
It's Christmas in Killarney with all the folks that went and fails to click your heels with all the folks.
All put together after learning the parts. And if you are interested in hearing more of this, you have your Spirit of Christmas show going December 5th and 6th, and that's 7:30 p.m. On Friday night and 3 o'clock on Saturday at Pioneer Park. That's correct,
right.
Patty, right?
That's exactly right.
I feel like we have taken a step back in time into the, you know, of old radio era, because we set up the mic, we got them talked into doing it around the mic, not just in, you know, you ladies don't have to perform for me, you're performing for the radio audience. So we got you talked into, you know, performing in a circle around the one mic. And I just feel like it sounds like the radio of decades ago.
Yeah,
it really does. And that's so exciting to just kind of bring that back.
Yeah, we don't do as many, I suppose, of real live performances, would you say?
You know, Alaska Live, we try to do, you know, one or two, maybe even three a month. And it's quite the production to put together sometimes if you have, you know, some things not of radio of old, you know, like amplifiers and those kind of things. We've put 12 musicians in here at one time. That was crazy. And it's nice that the Sweet Adelines, Mes Amis, they don't bring anything but a pitch pipe in themselves. I like that.
Extremely portable.
Yes.
That's barbershop. And that's why we can go out in the middle of the field somewhere and sing in some festival, because we are portable.
That's right. And even with your whole choir, sometimes you don't have to have any amplification because, I mean, that's a lot of voices. That's amplified right there.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And we have a choral shell that we put behind us in the show just to take the sound and push it forward. But we don't use microphones except for the Master of Ceremonies or something like that.
And in barbershop, you talk about the lead. That's not necessarily the soloist. It's the lead that takes the lead and everybody else's harmony around that. So
exactly.
They don't get the microphone, so their voice stands out. They just have that lead part.
Right.
Right.
Right. And if there are microphones involved, they're usually one for each pair. But they have to sing like they always sing, with the melody in mind. And if they're not the lead singer, they have to let the lead be the most predominant voice.
And where I've seen you is at sometimes it's kind of a loud, you know, maybe it's a wine tasting or it's, you know, it's at an event where you don't have a shell behind you. You don't have microphones. But I tell you, when you start singing, people quiet down and pay attention because it's just so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we like to sing. We like to sing for the Fairbanks public, and both groups are very active in the community. It's part of both of our way of seeing our purpose. And I do want to say that the North Pole High School Treble Choir will be on the show as well.
Oh,
along with the Young Women in Harmony Chorus. Those are groups that you get to hear, and lots of chapter quartets. Mes Amis is one of three in Sweet Adelines, and there are three more in the men's chorus.
I have been working very hard at trying to find a day and time that will work out for Bruce Hansen's North Pole Choir to be on Alaska Live. So I look forward to that day when it comes. I hear he is just a wonderful director with those kids.
He is.
Yeah.
He's very, very good.
Yeah. He's won some awards with them. And, well, speaking of awards, you guys have won some awards as a choir. You were the audience choice at a couple years back.
We've been the audience choice every time we've gone lately.
Nice.
Because we really like to entertain, and the audience likes that.
Yeah.
And so they always choose us because we're
that's great.
Singing to them and entertaining them.
You think it's a little bit of you have to keep warm in Fairbanks, and so, you know, you're moving and you're entertaining.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. Making us more lively.
Yes. And these are competitions with a lot of different choirs from Alaska and Washington and Oregon.
Washington, Oregon, Alaska, Idaho, yeah. and Montana. I think just a small amount, right? Yeah.
There's not very many people there, I guess.
No, probably about as many as in Fairbanks.
Yes.
I'm guessing.
Does Anchorage also have a chapter of the Sweet Adelines?
Yes, they do. They have a good chapter, larger than ours, probably twice as big as our chapter.
Well, according to population, they should have one three times as big.
Well, sometimes it might even be that.
Do you ever get together as a state-wide Sweet Adelines?
Yeah, once in a while we have like what we call a music school where we get together and we have a guest faculty and we get coaching in front of each course gets to watch the other one be coached by the faculty member. And there's a lot, it's a lot of fun.
I like that. Well, are they ready to sing another one, Mes Amis?
Not a Christmas song.
Oh, that's okay.
Yes. And this one is Operator, Give Me Heaven. Yeah, give me long distance.
Ooh, Operator, give me information. Information. Give me long distance, long distance. Give me heaven.
Operator.
Operator.
Information.
Information. Get me Jesus. Get me Jesus. Jesus on the line.
Operator.
Operator.
I like to speak to
He's a friend of mine. Prayer is a number. Faith is the exchange. Heaven is a street. Jesus is name.
Operator.
Operator.
Information.
Information.
Get me Jesus.
Get me Jesus on the line. Jesus on the line. Operator. Information. Tell me why I've waited so long. Operator, information. Don't try to tell me what number to call. My mama used this number when I was very small. And every time she used it, she always got a call. Operator, information. Get me Jesus. On the line, on the line.
Operator,
operator,
information,
information. Please help me, won't you help me? Help me if you can.
Operator,
operator, information.
Please connect me.
Oh, please connect me
to the man
with the man.
Don't worry
about the money. I will pay the charge. Give me a private line, I'm calling from the heart.
Operator,
operator,
information.
Get me Jesus,
get me Jesus,
get me Jesus.
Operator,
operator,
information.
Get me Jesus,
get me Jesus
on the line.
Get me Jesus.
Amazing how they can do that.
I know.
It's just with voices and it's such a full sound.
I know. Isn't it wonderful?
It really is wonderful. Did the women of the barbershop quartet movement ever think about calling them the beauty shop
folks? That has been said so many times.
I bet.
And I'm glad they didn't.
I'm glad they didn't either.
But Sweet Adeline was the name of a popular song back then.
Oh, is that how that came about?
That's why they ended up calling themselves Sweet Adelines. So I do want to say to everyone that this is not exactly a typical concert that we do. We have half of it that is like musical theater a little bit, has a story. We're all over the stage with the men and women are out there together doing things. Very fun. And the other half is on risers, more like a concert.
Oh, neat.
Okay, but
love
we
it.
Also do movement with our songs, choreography, you know, and it's a little bit different. It's more of a pop style group than a classically oriented group. So,
and it is something for all ages.
It is.
It's really, you know, if you're reminded of that old time of radio sound, there's something for that. And if you like the newer pop arrangements, you have those. And oh, that's wonderful. Who arranges for you? Do you do some of that, Patty?
No, actually, I do make corrections in music
and
sometimes rewrite part of it. But basically, we send for our arrangements and then work with them from there.
And so there's people out there that are still arranging songs for men's and women's barbershop quartets and choirs.
Yes.
Yes.
That's correct.
And when we say barbershop, that can go for a quartet or a choir. Is that correct?
Yeah, barbershop chorus or a barbershop quartet. Could be either one.
I tell you, Patty, Fairbanks is so lucky to have you back. Let me say that again because it's just you went away and you did some schooling and realized, you know, Fairbanks is sometimes sweeter on the return too.
Well, I tell you, I couldn't wait to come back, and I haven't wanted to go in even a little bit. In fact, it's hard for me to even go on a vacation. I really love it here.
Oh, that's wonderful. And, you know, I think that that's what makes Fairbanks so special. It's the community that we have here, and it's the arts and culture that we've all been a part of and, you know, make richer living, experience here.
Yeah.
I don't know, do the ladies, do they have another one to round out the, they're like, no, we are done. Okay.
Yeah, they have.
We have a few more minutes if you had one more.
No, but
Gail has it.
But I want to talk.
Yes, absolutely. Please do.
Well, I just thought we should talk a little bit about membership in the chorus. Do a little plug for membership.
Oh, please do.
Since that's my thing. We are always looking for members. Of course, you need to be a woman. You need to be able to sing, but you do not have to be able to read music. You do not have to be a solo singer. We will teach you. We have methods to teach our music without you having to read it on the paper. And we have a lot of members of our chorus who don't read, and that's not a requirement. You will find it very rewarding. You will find that it takes some time. I will not lie to you on that because it does take some time. Some time at home, some time in chorus. But I don't think you'll regret the time you use in our group because this is a very strong support system, a place for you to be of any age. So we rehearse on Thursday nights at University Presbyterian Church on College Road at 6:30. We'll start in January 8th. It's a good time to come. Try us out. See what you think. There's no obligation to show up. Come for a few weeks. Test it out. See what you think. Again, there's no obligation to join. Our next big event, which we are always going event to event to event to event.
That's what it sounds like.
Is our big fundraiser that we do in February, Ice Bug Frenzy. So we'll start working on that in January, getting prepared for that. So it's a good time to visit.
So every Thursday night.
Every Thursday.
At 6:30. Presbyterian
on
College.
You can find us. I'm trying to think. Telling phone number is fine, 456-3765, if you have something to jot it down. But you'll find Patty in the phone book. You'll find Gail Miller in the phone book if you have the right phone book.
You can also Google Fairbanks Sweet Adeline.
You can go on our website.
That works.
Yes, because I have got a lady, a young woman. I think she's young. I don't know. See, I don't know via email anything about her. But she emailed on our website the membership, I mean, the communication person sent it to me. I communicated with her. She's planning to come to the show. She's planning to come in January. So there's that connection in that way to also find us on our website.
Yes. Okay. And Fairbanks Sweet Adelines. Yes. Oh, it's so wonderful to have you here. Thank you so much, Patty, for getting together this quartet because they were wonderful. Mes amis. And it's just wonderful to talk to you and have you here for Alaska Live.
Thank you. You know, I am so delighted that people like you will take the time to let us tell people what we do and see if they would like to come and hear a longer version.
It's all part of being part of the community here. KUAC is dedicated to that, just like the Sweet Adelines are.
Thank you. Yes, we know that.
And we will see you either Friday or Saturday, 7:30 on Friday night, this Friday night, or Saturday afternoon at 3. You're doing a public show at the Pioneer Park Theater.
That's correct.
Thanks a lot, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
KUAC's Alaska Live series of live music and conversation with local and visiting artists is provided by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier.